Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back in the third hour. This is Aaron Dyke sitting in, but we still have Alex Jones on the line joining us now. And you heard him before talking about all the cashless checkpoints, all the secret spy questions you get asked at car rental places. I've seen the same thing. And I told him the last time I was in Denver when I had to wait an hour because the line was totally long and they asked 10 or 20 questions of you. Where are you going? What are you doing? Is this business or pleasure? I said, I'm not going to participate in your database. And the guy tried to tell me it was required by law. And I just refused to answer his questions. I still got the rental car, of course.
You know why he said that? See, that's Patriot Act compliance. That's totally unconstitutional. It's know your customer for banking. And now they say it's for hotels, rental cars, businesses, and that's why they admit this going back a decade. The reason they card everybody for tobacco, beer, now gas, anything, they're now saying gas could be used as a weapon. It's guilty until proven innocent. They're training you for the cashless society where you have to do everything on a card. Even if you pay cash, you're going to have to swipe the card to prove the chain of that cash wasn't involved in money laundering or drugs or black market economy. That's why a bunch of states are moving to ban cash and secondhand sales. I want people to realize the magnitude of this. I mean, literal 20 questions, but because a major corporation with its TV network was in a database because it's Time Warner, then, oh, I was VIP. They were waiting, kissing my hind end down there when I came with the keys. They were all there because I was VIP. Everybody else, though, had to be put into the database, but I was trusted because I was part of the big corporate structure. I mean, this is the New World Order system. This is where this is going with the trusted traveler. And it's all about them being able to turn your accounts off. Once it's cashless, you can buy or sell without it. And these atheists are like, oh, shut up, Christian, even if you don't believe in the Bible. Folks, what a horrible idea to give a corrupt state this power. And I know after the break you're going to get into this Atlantic article where they say, yes, domestic checkpoints are coming to highways and shopping malls and football stadiums near you. What's wrong with that? It's a wonderful, good idea. These people are giving people attitude at the checkpoints. Folks, and they say it's a privilege to drive. It's not a privilege. Under commerce in the 1920s, they made it a privilege under county laws to drive large trucks. They sold the public on. They're making money on roads you're paying for. Make them pay a percentage. They use class envy. It is not a privilege to travel and have mobility. Now they're trying to make Amish not be able to use the shoulder with their horses under common law. They're turning the whole country into a taxed and polled and controlled giant prison. You are in a prison. You were treated like a five-year-old child who's going to the planetarium when you try to get a rental car, when you check into a hotel, when you go to restaurants, they ask you 20 questions. When you go anywhere, they ask for your zip code. When you pay with cash now, they ask you why you're paying with cash. They've got billboards up saying cash is bad. Listen, most of these, they don't even have people actually dealing with cards now. They have a projection and like a hologram on one on another. It looks like a real woman dealing the cards for people. Again, humans are completely being phased down. The only growth sector is quasi-police security guards who are knighted by the TSA to have this power to wave a wand and be outside the Constitution, Aaron.
Yeah, and you see the lure of all this high-tech stuff as though we're supposed to just all lap it up and enjoy it when it's meant there to control us. You remember the Army War College preparing for economic unrest and riots in Arizona, I believe, back in 2008. They knew all this stuff was coming down, and they know what the public does or would do, that they might fight back against the system when this comes down. That's why you see the police state, the checkpoints, going with the currency controls, as you talk about, the cashless society and all the database questions. We're going to be back on the other side. Alex will be with us, and Patrick Henningsen will join us as well. We're going to cover it all. Stay tuned, InfoWars.com, and tonight, the InfoWars Nightly News.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
One of our writers on from England. Look, if you just joined us, Aaron and I were talking about this whole cashless society grid. There is no doubt that our republic is falling right now. And that means your bank accounts, your liberty, your freedom, your freedom of mobility, it's all being butchered. Time Magazine, Newsweek, Washington Post are writing endless articles about the Constitution being bad and evil. Mainstream newspapers across the U.S. and England actually heralded a debate that they had last week where they said the Declaration of Independence was terrorist and evil, and that inherently we do not have a right to say that a government isn't over us. They're actually teaching tyranny now that government is God, and fundamentally no one has a right to rebel. And the BBC ran the headline, "Is the Constitution illegal?" And then it had a serious discussion and tried to discredit the idea of natural law. Now, under under their system, they're saying that if a black person is chained up in your backyard 180 years ago and is a slave because you have the power of the gun and you say that, you know, that you have the power of government, that might makes right, and so that person is not a human and has to pull a plow for you. It actually says there is no natural rights. Government is God. The Queen of England is God. I know Aaron has the article. And that they have a right as a sovereign, and our founding fathers were bad. And they came to the U.S. and had a debate about this and sold this idea, even though in England they had overthrown the power of the monarch many times. I mean, this is just so asinine. And when you go across this country, you see these little children with their parents being inducted, being groped, being microwaved, ovened, being questioned by the TSA. And the whole idea is you're being taught that you're bad. You're being taught you're a prisoner. In a free society, no one has run-ins with police. No one gets interrogated. Every tyranny always has these quasi-fake police. These minders, these commissars that are part of the whole apparatchik. That's what they're doing. This is absolute textbook. Like a duck in your backyard, if you've got a pond and a duck's out there, it's a duck. This is a tyranny. This is 100% diabolical, transpartisan. The entire government structure is now absolute scientific dog training evil, phasing out cash, bringing in a total system of control where they can tax, regulate, control, abuse the living daylights out of you. As Aaron mentioned earlier, the military admits since 2008 they're training for martial law, total financial collapse. I told you that years ago. I went to urban warfare drills and witnessed this 12 years ago. They've been getting ready for this worldwide. So has the British government. So have other governments. Even the London Telegraph said the EU dictatorship plan revealed, and it shows that it's a private banking group secretly engineering the collapse and the takeover. I mean, von Rumpy admits this is hailing it as the birth of world government run by private banks that literally financially rape you seven ways to Sunday. And then Aaron was mentioning to me an Atlantic article, and I pulled it up here, and it's like, how dare the American people have a give attitude to the new domestic checkpoints TSA is going to set up on the highways and search your car for your safety. It's a privilege to drive. It's a privilege, and we're going to search you at shopping malls and sports stadiums and everywhere. Well, I guess you can say it's a privilege on private property to go to a football game. The problem is they always have government backing and funding to build the stadium, so courts have ruled they can't really do what they're doing. Folks aren't even aware of that little wrinkle there. But the point is that you have these modern public commons where they're getting rid of the Bill of Rights and saying they're going to grope people now and have X-ray machines. And this is the new industry for America. This is the military-industrial complex absorbing and taking over our republic. Okay, and again, this is Alex Jones from Las Vegas here with Jesse Ventura shooting episodes of his TV show. And so I'm here via phone. I should have brought a Skype system. Aaron Dykes is the main host there in the studio in Austin, Texas. And we're breaking this down. Ladies and gentlemen, it is known in every society that internal checkpoints are the hallmark of a tyranny. Now, it's been ruled hundreds and hundreds of times federal, thousands of times at the state level, that warrantless checkpoints are illegal. And now, as we told you they would, the TSA is starting checkpoints all over the country. And what does the, quote, liberal Atlantic Monthly come out and say? Oh, it's wonderful. Hey, let's get used to it. Andy Rooney on 60 Minutes said we should get a microchip under our skin to prove we're good so we can go to a football game. And let me tell you something. These zombies that only care about football, they do it. We are living in a dystopic nightmare system, and it's fixing to get 100 times worse, and that's not a figure of speech. Everything we've seen is only the preparatory phase of the dominoes being set up. Now, a lot of us foresaw this, so we warned people, and that's why we've got a chance here. But if you're not getting chills right now, folks, we're not just going into some corrupt system. This is a scientific murder machine that openly states, once world government is established, it is going to start soft killing people even faster. The cancer is tripled. The diabetes is doubling and tripling. All these new diseases are exploding. Diseases of the gut are exploding. Deformities are exploding. We know in all the studies the GMO transgenetic systems within three generations render an end of days children of men in fertile deformity in 99% of the rats and guinea pigs. Mayday, mayday, emergency global transmission. Break out of your trance now. You are being incrementally murdered by the globalists. Their control grid is going into place. I am here in Las Vegas. Almost everything is cashless. They've got virtual dealers that I've shot video of. They make you give ID when you pay for cash for eggs, for a buffet, for pancakes. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in an emergency. They are passing laws all over the world, and including Louisiana. Other states have it introduced to not let you use cash in secondhand transactions because you're guilty until proven innocent. The total system is upon you, whether you're a cop or a military or a bureaucrat. You are under attack as well. You are under high-tech mind control. You're under chemical attack in the food and water, biological attack in the food. You are with us, the people. You are being killed as well. I looked at those TSA guys in Austin. The last thing I said, you know the body scanners are coming here. You know those things fry you. And they laughed. The guy laughed. It's funny. He thinks if he laughs, it doesn't matter if they have a 7-plus-fold increase in cancers at Boston Logan because they've had the scanners for 8 years. He thinks if he laughs, it defeats me. It is a delusional, insane, out-of-control view. 20 years ago, they wouldn't let the troops use depleted uranium. They wouldn't let the troops use depleted uranium in combat because they knew it was a blowback soft-kill weapon where it ignited, even if it was a small round or a large, and that you would breathe it, and that it would reduce your life expectancy by decades. They don't care now. Now they just use it. These psychopaths are running things. I've analyzed the globalists. They are destroying their own future and their own system. They're into death. Everybody I know wears skulls. I see old ladies with handbags now with skulls all over them. I see children in the elevators with big posters of two young women grabbing each other in a sexual embrace, scantily clad with little children. We have become a demonic hell force. We have become a huge, giant demonic cancer, bubbling and pussing and scrofulating into hell itself. We are in a total emergency. The people have literally been put into a trance. Everybody in this hotel is wearing football jerseys. The dealers, the servers, everybody's wearing football outfits, mindless jerseys, and the men are all wearing them, and the women are all wearing them. And I was sitting in a restaurant, and the Bears won the football game yesterday, and the guy looked at the woman and said to her, "You're not cheering." And it was just all this weirdness that they don't even have a culture. They don't even have a future. They don't have anything. They just sit there sycophantically watching this game as everything implodes and burns down. And now, all over the country, they're not letting people get their cash out. All over the country, people come in with $5,000 from a car they sold. So give me cash. No, we're not giving it to you. You got to deposit it here, and then we'll put fines and fees on you and let you get it out over a month. It is total prisoner behavior. Every time I cross the state line and try to use my credit card for gas or anything, it's not fraud protection. It's keeping tabs on me. It's getting me used to, I can't use my money. Everybody is being conditioned for this. Everybody is being told this. And now, Aaron, what do you make of the open demonization of the Declaration of Independence and mainstream media going, yeah, is it bad? Well, let me tell you, they teach police that it is bad. I have.
That's right. That's right. I've been told that from people, too, I know, who are training for law enforcement, that they're taught in college that the Constitution no longer applies, Alex.
Well, let's just tell people, that's your brother.
Yeah.
Now, let's expand on this. I have the footage from 11 years ago in Kansas City. They teach police George Washington's bad. They actually say Thomas Jefferson's bad. These are the traitors. Folks, if you're a cop sitting there being trained that the founding fathers are bad, the bad guys are the ones that would tell you that. I mean, that's like if the Soviets took over or Hitler did, they'd be telling us crap like this. I mean, come on, folks. Right there. That'd be like if space aliens landed and said, George Washington is bad, your new ruler is Google Bobble. I mean, it's that insane, that naked, that out in the open, Aaron.
It is, and it's natural rights, as this article points out, but they try to dismiss that, Alex. They're going to demonize it. We'll be back after this break.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
We are back again on the Alex Jones Show. This is Aaron Dykes. Alex is still riding shotgun with us. Patrick Henningsen coming up to discuss Syria and other extremely important geopolitical issues. But we're talking about natural rights. We're talking about this terrible police state coming down. And just at a glance, what I took from my personal readings of the Enlightenment and Renaissance was this whole concept that it's always a corrupt man who tries to put himself at the top of the system. And that's why you have to leave open that the rights come from God. Even if you don't believe in God, you want to leave that concept open. Otherwise, you're absolutely guaranteed a dictatorship. Flash forward to 1776. That is a new concept, as Alex, Ron Paul, and so many others bring up all the time. And now you have them trying to eradicate that with the TSA, with all these checkpoints, with the cash controls. I've seen an A&E History Channel American Revolution special from the 90s that is overtly Marxist, that tries to discredit and call the Founding Fathers terrorists, Alex. But I've got this Atlantic article, Connor Friedersdorf, Mission Creep, This Tennessee Highway is Now Patrolled by TSA, and it opens with quotes from John Pistole, TSA administration boss, talking about how traveling is a privilege, and anyone who doesn't go along with the screenings has no right to fly. And they go on to analyze, how far does that attitude go? Does that mean it's a privilege to attend the Super Bowl, a privilege to ride the metro system, the Amtrak train, a boat, other forms of transportation? And now they have these highway checkpoints, Alex.
No judge, no jury. You can't find out why. Can't buy a gun. Can't travel. Can't have a job. TSA has said they're going to be over every job. The unions have already signed their employees on to have to go through TSA screening. That's why when the firefighters and police finally were going to get health care for 9/11, they had to go through a terror database. But listen, here's what's sick. I get the emails. I see the comments. Some of them are paid trolls. Still calling us kooks. The mainstream media is openly waging war on the Constitution publicly. I've got the college textbooks. Your own brother, you know, I'm not going to get into it. The point is, that's in his textbook. And that's why now when you tell somebody, hey, it's the Constitution, cops, but also especially TSA, look at you crazed like they've got an enemy. Listen, you evil globalist agent criminal. I want you to listen to me if you think that. That is America, you nitwit, the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights. That is the Republic. You are enemies of the Republic. And we have to stop bowing to them. They're the crooks. They're the scum. It's a serious crime to violate the Fourth Amendment. It's a serious crime to grab children's genitals.
Alex, the First Amendment, the Fourth, the Second, those are rights not to be infringed under any circumstances. Those are the first laws, not the trash on the ground.
We've got a bunch of globalist banker boys and their media whores and hired goons telling us we're the bad people when we're the Americans. Get it through your stinking head. You people are traitors and enemies, and we will rout you out, and we will defeat you. Listen, Aaron, I'm gonna let you go here and go to Henningsen, and when you come in with Henningsen, you can break this down, but I got to tell people this. Folks, this is happening faster and faster, and this is why it's happening. The bankers knew when they created the derivative bubble 12 years ago, this was going to happen. They planned it. They have been training to take us down and to have a cashless grid for decades. They've been doing it in earnest since 1998, so 13 years. It's on. This is all planned. It's admittedly planned. It is a global, I'm getting chills, a global banker dictatorship. Think about your children. Think about the Republic. Think about a science fiction movie 50 years ago where the Constitution is demonized and people have government grabbing their genitals for no reason and treating everybody bad with domestic checkpoints. And I kept warning people about domestic checkpoints. They said, oh, you're a kook. It isn't going to happen, even though the Marines and Army have been involved for years. I can't handle it anymore, folks. They are putting, I'm going to say this to the people in the trance, they are putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. Murdering, psychopathic eugenicists run things. They are putting deadly radioactive isotopes in the water, not just fluoride, you idiots. You idiots out there that think I'm making this stuff up. You don't even care about your families enough to look at what I'm telling you. You people are idiots. You need to wake up right now and break your conditioning right now under full-scale attack. You people can't understand this. You can't listen to me because it's not a direct attack in your face. It's incremental. It's creeping death. It's creeping, sneaky, scientific, new world order, chicken neck, control freak, coward garbage. And I look at the public deep under globalist trances. They're actually victims. We've got to reach out to these zombies and somehow try to wake up as many zombies as we can because they're going to use these zombies as weapons against us, Aaron. It's all coming down right now, and I just can feel it in my gut and see it intellectually.
We're in a lot of trouble, Alex. I wish something you said wasn't true, but obviously it is. And they're going to trash the Fourth Amendment. They're going to try to stop the First Amendment.
They're coming for everybody. They're going to kill us with guns as well. Folks, all I can say is get geared up, get ready. Warn everybody you know. It's 1776. You are the Paul Revere's. If you're hearing my voice, you are the resistance. Ah! Oh, man.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
On a long, lonesome highway, east of Omaha.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show in the second half of the third hour. Coming up tonight, of course, is the InfoWars Nightly News. That's at InfoWarsNews.com. And don't forget the November 3rd money bomb. You heard Alex earlier talking about what it takes to expand, how we need more people to make sure we're reaching the people we need to reach, the mass audience, with this message, this important message, as they continue to ramp up the bread and circuses, to ramp up all these distracting sports, all these TV shows, 3D movies, and the rest of it. We need to break through and let people know what's going on so they can turn away from this as this entire economic collapse is upon us. But we're joined now by InfoWars writer Patrick Henningsen. He's also a geopolitical analyst. Don't know why I can't say that. Geopolitical analyst. He's been following Syria closely, and we've seen a talking point that Syria is next, immediately on the heels of Gaddafi's exit, his death. And so, Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Nice to be here. Thank you very much, Aaron.
Break down what you've seen with Syria, because you told me the other day you saw even rebels who were discussing how Syria is next.
Yeah. I mean, I was absolutely shocked, Aaron. I was watching the BBC news, the BBC Nightly News. I think it was at 6 p.m. It was a 6 o'clock news on Friday. And there was an aerial shot of Gaddafi's convoy, or the charred remains of Gaddafi's convoy, which was hit, I believe, by a French tornado in a NATO airstrike. And you could just see burnt-out cars, and there were some rebels there, one rebel in particular, and it was a very quick shot, and I was shocked to see this. On the back of his camo kind of flak jacket he had on in red letters, and I call to any viewers out there who can track down this clip to try to find it. I haven't had any luck of finding it, but back of this guy's jacket in red letters said, "Syria, here we come." Okay, so that is an absolute in-your-face admission, really, on the part of this transnational council. And it also, it never dawned on me to even pay attention, but I was looking at the interviews with these so-called rebel fighters, and I've lived and worked in the Middle East. I've lived and worked in Saudi Arabia in the past and also in Lebanon, and I'm very familiar with the different types of Arab facial features and backgrounds and even accents. And a lot of these guys, there's no way they're from Libya. They look like they're a lot of them are from Saudi, a few Pakistani, Afghanistan, and Iraq, possibly, and Egypt and stuff like that. So many of these rebel fighters, they're not even from Libya. So try to explain that. I ask David Cameron and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, try to explain to me how all these non-Libyan rebels have ended up in Libya. And we know there are a lot of al-Qaeda fighters that have been flown in for this job. These same guys, they're going to fly in to finish off Syria. The groundwork for Syria has already been laid by the Syrian ambassador, U.S. ambassador in Damascus. His name's Robert Ford. And if you're not familiar with Robert Ford was John Negroponte's number two guy in Baghdad under the Provisional Coalition Authority. Now, right about the time Negroponte dropped in as ambassador in Iraq, you started having all these death squads popping up, Shiite death squads and things like this, kidnapping people, shooting people all around Iraq, marauding gangs. And, of course, John Negroponte is the architect of the Central American death squads and the School for the Americas based in Georgia and all the operations that came out of that kind of quasi-military intelligence university in America that used to train Central American, South American terrorists. Now, Negroponte's number two guy is Ford. He was the man, right man for the job, obviously. As soon as he arrived in Syria, we started seeing armed insurrection in different parts of Syria. It doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on there. And this is not a grassroots hippie peace movement in Syria by any means, exactly like it wasn't in Libya. This is planned. These are timed. The Arab Spring from Tunisia to Egypt to Libya and next to Syria. These are all carefully coordinated and been planned years in advance.
That's what I mean, Patrick. I mean, they try to tell us that this is 1776 when it's nothing of the kind. We were just talking earlier with Alex about the demonization of 1776, trying to say Thomas Jefferson's Constitution, his Declaration of Independence, was illegal somehow. And yet we're supposed to go along and happily support supposed democracy movements in the Middle East that are just smokescreens for this aggressive U.S. foreign policy. This is not our country. It may be under the name of U.S., Patrick. And we know they've just brought in Islamic Sharia law in Libya, even as they use this propaganda to say, well, they need to have women's liberation over there, and, you know, the women don't want to have the things on their faces and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, look, you've got of course you're going to get a pro-Sharia law government installed in Libya. This is always the way it goes. Any time, and probably throughout history, okay, any time the U.S. gets involved, either by applying external pressure on a country, and I got many examples that I can tell you for that, or is involved, you know, militarily or aiding or giving aid to some side of some kind of rebellion, you almost always get an extremist, a more extremist culture wake of that. Now, look, Iran is a perfect example. Your viewers know, and it's been documented in Alex's films, Mohammad Mossadegh, Iran in the 50s. This was a country where you go out into the streets of Tehran and you see most guys wearing gray suits, trilby hats, carrying briefcases, very secular society, you know, on its way to becoming an advanced secular society. And of course, anytime you see this, and this is the same throughout Africa in the 50s and 60s, you look at some of these cities that really had their glory days in the 50s and 60s. A lot of newly won independence and so forth. And then comes the West, then comes the CIA, who want to basically smash these countries into submission and prepare them to become debt slaves to the IMF and that cartel of banks that gives out, you know, foreign aid to these sort of countries. Gaddafi was off the reservation completely. He was running a completely solvent country, had, you know, spending money on everything from healthcare. They had the lowest infant mortality rate in Africa, longest life expectancy in Africa, had a British-style NHS healthcare system. You get interest-free loan if you want to buy a house. If you get married, they give you $10,000 or something like that, and, you know, $5,000 for each kid. I can't remember the exact statistics. But do you think that the people of Libya are going to get that standard of living back? Do you think that they're going to have a stability within their country, domestic stability? We're talking about in the national interests of Libyans, not in the United States' national interest.
But, Patrick, we know this global empire is about disrupting stability. It's about undermining that, controlling through chaos. And it's about the grand chessboard, as Brzezinski calls it, and the rest of it.
Yes.
But I want to make sure people know that this is a talking point that has been orchestrated as if in a symphony without missing a beat immediately on the heels of Gaddafi's death. CNN headlined, Syria, Yemen, opposition, warn their dictators, you are next. You also have Senator Mark Rubio of Florida mouthing off that, hey, you're next, buddy, to Assad. We have McCain talking about military options in Syria. Whatever you think about these people individually, this is a coordinated message that they're going to just move on down the map, Patrick.
Absolutely. I mean, look, General Wesley Clark gave an interview a few years ago. I believe it was in 2009 or 2008. He was actually in the Pentagon or in the State Department, and he saw the memo back in 2002, and it was a 4 or 5 step plan. They're going to take down Iraq first, then they're going to take down a series of countries, which included Syria and Lebanon, and finishing off with Iran. Okay, so this has obviously been on the board for a long time. They're getting a bit confident.
Patrick, I know a lot of the listeners know what you're talking about, long-time listeners, but new listeners won't believe it. We have that clip ready to go right now. I had the same thing in my stack, and Kurt Nemo wrote about it back in September 2011. Libya and Syria, the neocon plan to attack 7 countries in 5 years. Obviously, the timetable's not accurate, but let's cue that clip now. Wesley Clark.
And then we attacked Afghanistan. I was pretty happy about that. We should have. And then I came back to the Pentagon about 6 weeks later. I saw the same officer. I said, why haven't we attacked Iraq? We still going to attack Iraq? He said, oh, sir. He says, it's worse than that. He said, he pulled up a piece of paper off his desk. He said, I just got this memo from the Secretary of Defense's office. It says we're going to attack and destroy the governments in 7 countries in 5 years. We're going to start with Iraq, and then we're going to move to Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran. I said, 7 countries in 5 years. I said, is that a classified memo? He said, yes, sir. I said, well, don't show it to me. He was about to show it to me. He said, because I want to talk about it. And I sat on this information for a long time, for about 6 or 8 months. I was so stunned by this, I couldn't begin to talk about it. And I couldn't believe it would really be true, but that's actually what happened. These people took control of the policy in the United States. And I realized then it came back to me. A 1991 meeting I had with Paul Wolfowitz. You know, in 2001, he was Deputy Secretary of Defense, but in 1991, he was the Under Secretary of Defense for Policy. It's the number three position in the Pentagon. And I had gone to see him when I was a one-star general. I was commanding the National Training Center. I had met him one time. He said, if you ever get to Washington, come look me up. They always say that. Well, I was there in Washington. It was a Friday afternoon. I'd visited Colin Powell. He'd given me 5 minutes of his precious time and sent me on my way. And I was bored in the Pentagon. And I thought, I'll just go, who can I see? I think I'll see Wolfowitz. So I called and up there. He was available. Scooter Libby came to the door. I met Scooter for the first time, and he brought me in. And I said to Paul, I said, and this is 1991, I said, Mr. Secretary, you must be pretty happy with the performance of the troops in Desert Storm. And he said, well, yeah, he said, but not really. He said, because the truth is we should have gotten rid of Saddam Hussein, and we didn't. And this was just
okay,
after
enough.
The Shia uprising.
There's more of the clip, of course, and he goes on to say how Paul Wolfowitz told him they were going to go to war with Iraq only 10 days after 9/11 for no good reason. And obviously, Wolfowitz was part of so much from Project for a New America for a New American Century on down, and they are seeking a global empire. Patrick, I just want to bring into the conversation something called Spikeman's Rimlin, and that is a grand chessboard-style plan. I don't know if we can show that on screen right now. I know we have the graphic. And there is a crescent for radio listeners. There's a red breakdown throughout the map, all the way from Eastern Europe through the Middle East, on through Central Asia and over through China, up through Japan and the rest of it. And what this is a tension zone. It's a Hegelian dialectic plan to keep most of that region in turmoil in order to establish really what amounts to a global government empire based on U.S. imperialism. And the reason that's important is because it clearly ties into everything we've seen with the Arab Spring, even the stuff going in Africa. How closely does that match all these hot zones? And what they want to do is partition all these world powers, China, Russia, the African sphere. They want to partition it so their powers can be as limited as possible so they can consolidate those regions into economic blocks, later political blocks, as they've done over the past 50 years. It's all about global integration. Patrick Henningsen, your response.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely correct. And that this is a long range plan. With the long range goals. And, you know, a lot of people that might be listening to this or watching this clip that are always skeptical about, this is a conspiracy theory. It's another New World Order conspiracy theory. Listen, you can go into each and every think tank, like the RAND Corporation or dozens of others, the ones who write these theoretical papers in the theoretical stages, and then they advance through the think tank system, and sooner or later they're going to make it onto foreign policy table. Okay, now there's a kind of a psyop as well in order to achieve this crest with all these tension zones over Eurasia and Africa. There's a powerful psyop that is no doubt, I'm sure, been written about in one of the think tanks like the RAND Corporation or something like this, is the PSYOP is to create a Berlin Wall moment, okay? And this is what they've tried to achieve with the Arab Spring, is to create this Berlin Wall moment for the Middle East, whereby all these dictators have been toppled one by one, and it looks like this kind of organic phenomenon. But, you know, you have to remind everybody out there that, and this is a good quote from, I believe, from Michel Chavadovsky from Global Research. He said, dictators do not dictate. They follow orders. Okay? And you have that across the board with everybody from Idi Amin right to the present day. If there's any real, genuine dictators out there, there's a 99.9% chance that they're in the pay of the U.S. government and are receiving foreign aid or buying arms from America or receiving big loans from the IMF. Those type of dictators are normally allied with Washington. Okay, now you have these people they're calling dictators, and you really can't be sure that they actually are. Look, the Ba'athist Party, which is the party that they obliterated. They took out and prison to anybody who's in the Ba'ath Party. And this is just a typical kind of mafia intimidation, like the Libyan rebels have done. The first thing they did when they went out was just start terrorizing people. Any pro-Qaddafi supporters or people who worked for the Qaddafi government, they just go out and start terrorizing them. They'd either go and loot their flats, or they shoot them in cold blood, or much worse, reports have been made. And what that does, it achieves a kind of reign of terror. And this is the kind of system that John Negroponte pioneered in places like El Salvador and Nicaragua. And that's what his protege, Robert Ford, has rolled out ever since the last U.S. ambassador that was pulled from Damascus was in 2005, right after the assassination of Rafik Hariri, who was the Lebanese prime minister at the time. He was a very good guy by all accounts. He was assassinated by a massive car bomb on the Corniche down in on the coast in near the water in the city of Beirut.
Patrick, we're coming up on the break. We're going to finish up with this on the other side in the last segment. Again, tonight, the InfoWars Nightly News. Alex Jones will be on the rebroadcast and with us again tomorrow, along with Mike Adams. We're going to get more into this geopolitical situation on the other side. Stay tuned. Our guest is Patrick Henningsen, InfoWars.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Last July, a rare webinar was released that has since transformed lives all around the world. Now, viewed by over 100,000 people, the movement is growing stronger than ever. WaterWebinar.com. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Go to WaterWebinar.com now. Sign up for the webinar and see the shocking video footage with your own eyes. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body and your drinking water. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. See the webinar before it's taken off the web. There's still time. Go to www.waterwebinar, that's WEBINAR.com now.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
this is not the end of the story. These globalists are not going to stop with their imperial overreach. Obviously, Syria will just be the next domino, or whatever country they choose to invade next. On the path to Persia, we have reports about all the different ways they've planned to circumvent Iran rather than going to war with it directly. Obviously, they want key allies like Syria and Hezbollah to be under bay or a check one way or another before they take the big apple, the bite of the big apple. They have a hit list. We know that. We just played the Wesley Clark clip where they talk about the seven countries they plan to invade. We know there's an IMF and central bank strategy. And we are on with Patrick Henningsen, Infowars.com reporter, and we are breaking down these lies. Now, Patrick, we know there were deceptions about the Libyan rebels being ordinary people. Hillary just last week said it was the work of ordinary Libyans that killed Gaddafi. And there's lies, too, about Syria. Help us break those down, because I've got a Tony Cartellucci report where he breaks down repeatedly the use of the Orwellian term that the Syrian protesters were, quote, mostly unarmed, when in fact they were armed by the West to challenge Assad.
Yeah, I'll comment on that, but it's very important that your listeners understand, and that Americans who have brains pay attention and understand how and when this whole operation began. And in 2005, the U.S. recalled its ambassador in Damascus immediately after the assassination in Beirut of the Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, okay, which was blamed with no evidence. Purely on a hearsay and a talking point that the Assad government was responsible for Hariri's assassination, which there's no grounds and no proof at all. Now, if we look now in 2011, we look back at that situation in 2005, and it's quite clear that the motive and the ability was by the United States. The United States is documented, is known to be funding that from the State Department, anti-Assad political groups or moves. So we've been meddling in their affairs, their domestic affairs, for a few years now. Okay, this is the climax of it. Now we're coming into the actual game. And you see a lot of talking points. A big one that's been pushed all over the media worldwide is this term, dissident soldiers, who are apparently, allegedly, soldiers who have turned coat away from the Syrian ruling government and have joined these rebel groups. Now, I have yet to see really compelling evidence that this is actually the case. What you do have, and what you did have in places like Iraq and places like Central America, is you have proof of the U.S. backing these bogus guerrillas who are basically dressed in military uniforms and go out shooting people. And that's a clear false flag technique that's used to create internal strife and to get people fighting against each other. Just like when the U.S. entered Iraq in 2003, there were no natural divisions and warring factions that had Sunnis and Shiites shooting up each other. It didn't exist. What the U.S. did was they came in, they put in the powerful talking point in their sort of divide and rule strategy, which is that Shias and Sunnis don't get along, and Iraq had more tribal rivalries than religious. So there's one thing Saddam Hussein did is he kept the place, he kept his house in order with regards to a rival.
We had to cut it there, Patrick, because we're coming up on the end of the broadcast, but it's true. Any way you slice it, they have ousted the secular governments and increasingly brought in the radical. You have to assume there's a strategy in the region, a region for that. Stay tuned. Tonight's the InfoWars Nightly News. We also need your support on the November 3rd Money Bomb. Don't forget, we need your help to grow. Also, a powerful marathon broadcast. InfoWars.com, rebroadcast now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.